I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. For our first Florida story, we're going to Lauderhill, Florida, where I feel like I should just let the news tell you, because it doesn't sound believable if I say it. But what would you do if you looked out on your back porch and there was a naked Florida man, you know, burping the worm? We go to local10.com for the report.
It's a little past 9 o'clock at night, and Maurice Richmond gets an alert on his phone from his security camera.
And I was like, what is this? And I called my sister. I was like, there's a naked man in my backyard.
He is only covering his face with a T-shirt and a surgical mask. The man's naked, and he is pleasuring himself as he looks through the glass door into a home.
Nasty.
I know. How ridiculous is that guy? He's wearing a mask outside. Hold my beer. For our next story, we're going to Clearwater, where Florida history has now been made. A great milestone in Florida culture has been passed as Hooters now turns 40 years old. Hooters, the first, the pioneer trailblazer of the restaurant chains. And just to think, it was in the 80s that some brave Florida man decided that he not only wanted to have chicken wings or beautiful women scantily clad, he wanted to have both chicken wings and beautiful women scantily clad. He dared to dream, and he made his dream a reality. And then when the internet came along and it wasn't so hard to see scantily clad women anymore, did he stop? Did he fold? Did he quit? No, this Florida man braved the internet access to scantily clad women and persisted. A true American hero, or Florida hero. For our next Florida story, we're going to go to Largo. And a couple years ago, this guy who was 76 at the time had some car trouble. So he took it to a mechanic. Mechanic, 50 years old. We're talking about not just grown men. These are older men who should know better. But it turns out that the 76-year-old man was not happy with the job that the mechanic did. Well, here it is 2 years later, and I don't know what has happened in the last 2 years because the story doesn't tell us, but this feud has now escalated, and one day, the guy, now 78 years old, this Florida man shows up at his Florida mechanic's garage, pulls out a gun, and shoots him. The mechanic's, the garage owner, pulls out his gun and shoots the 78-year-old guy. Well, people are freaking out and calling the cops. The ambulance get there, but not in time. Both Florida men died. Both Florida men killed each other at the same time. They both lost. And what's the Florida twist? Come on, dude. Does there have to be a Florida twist on that? These two guys shot and killed each other at the same time. I mean, a 78-year-old guy's running out there. His first 78 years of his life, no murders. But in the 78th year, he just decided he's going to take a life. That's not weird enough for you. And it's not weird enough that the shop owner that he went to when he shot him, he was carrying a gun and he just pulled it out and shot him back. When's the last time this happened in your town? Probably never. Unless you're in like Lincoln County, New Mexico. Never. Hold my beer. For our next Florida story, we're going to an unincorporated part of Marion County, Florida. And in this Florida story, we have a guy who shows up yelling outside of a house. He swears he needs to protect the woman inside and that she is in danger. So she comes out on her porch, tries to shoo him away. So she goes back in, shuts the door, locks it. He kicks it in, and then he comes in and he sits down on the couch. And you know what he asks for? Do you have any water? Yes, I would like a glass of water. She got him a glass of water. Anything else I can do for you, random messed up stranger who just kicked in my front door and is sitting on my couch? She's like, do you have anything to smoke? She said, no, I do not have anything to smoke. And the story's not clear if he was asking for a cigarette or weed or bath salts, or it's Florida, so who knows what, straight up crystal meth or banana peels. I don't know. Story's weird enough already. So then she gets on the phone and she calls the cop, and dude runs out. And the weird part is, and I don't know what part is stranger. The story says that it's not apparent whether or not they knew each other previously. And I don't know which scenario is weirder. If she knew the guy, then he just comes in and breaks in, asks for a glass of water and leaves. That doesn't seem right. But if she doesn't know the guy, he just comes in, asks for a glass of water and then leaves. That's not right either. So I'm going to chalk it up to the classic Florida excuse of drugs. Hold my beer. For our next Florida story, we are going to go to Orlando. Actually, we're going to go to a small town just west of Orlando called Brooksville. And an Orlando woman, 48 years old, and her friend, another Florida woman, 33-year-old, they're in Walmart, and they pull this scam where there's an old lady shopping with her purse in the cart, and one girl distracts her and takes her around the corner while the other girl goes and opens her purse and grabs whatever she can out of her wallet. So they steal her ID, they steal some of her debit cards, and they steal her cash. So they go and they make some purchases, and they get the hell out of there before the woman even notices that her card is missing, her debit card and cash is missing. Well, when she does check out, they go back and they look through the security cams and they see the scam happening. So they're trying to zoom in and get a good picture of the ladies who did this. And so they're looking at it for a while. They've got all the information they need. The sun sets, a new day starts. The next day, there's another theft that happens in the parking lot. So there's a sheriff's deputy there making a report. When one of the security officers sees our 48-year-old Florida hero, anti-hero, I suppose, Swifties out there, you know what I'm talking about. She comes back to the store. The two ladies come back to the store to do the scam again. She gets recognized and they go tap the cop in the parking lot writing up another theft report. They're like, you're not going to believe this. Remember that story we were telling you about from yesterday? Those ladies came back. So the deputy jumps on it, approaches our 48-year-old Florida woman. She pulls out pepper spray and sprays him in the face. So then she starts casually walking off after she just blasted a sheriff's deputy, and she's going to the parking lot running back to her car. And the security officer that tapped him on the shoulder in the first place confronts her. She pulls out her pepper spray and tries to spray him. Now, it says it hits him in the arm. I don't know if he was just walking normally and it was a bad shot, or maybe he shielded, because it sounds cooler if he like shielded his face with his arm. And then he pulled his taser on her and says, stop right now or I'm going to tase you. And she gives herself up. But that was a pretty interesting scam. They haven't got her accomplice yet. But in the battle of pepper spray versus taser, taser can win, but you have to do the defensive block with the forearm first. These are the lessons we learn. Important lessons that we learn and teach you on Florida Stories. Hold my beer. We're going to the Miami, Florida area where a man is in trouble for setting fire to a car. Now, it took a while for the truth to come out, because one day he and his live-in girlfriend got in an argument. When she fell asleep, he left in her car. He went to her previous residence because she still had the place where she was living before they moved in together. He puts it in the driveway and he sets fire to it. So when the cops come and check it out, they say, hey, you have a Ring doorbell. Let's look at the camera on the Ring doorbell. And so they look at it and there's a dude in a white shirt pouring gasoline on the BMW. He lights it. It goes up in flames. They're like, do you know who this is? She recognizes him, but she lies to the cops. She says no. And so then when investigators follow up on, why'd your car get burned in your driveway? Every time the detectives call, she puts it on speakerphone and the boyfriend is there listening. So she has to continue this lie to the cops to cover for her boyfriend. 5 months later, they break up and she starts to feel like, I don't know if she's vindictive or just convicted to tell the truth, but she calls the cops up and she admits that, yeah, it was my boyfriend that set the car on fire. And then said, well, why'd you have a change of heart? He says, well, we broke up and I was scared of him because he carries a gun all the time and he's abusive and I can never get away from him. And they're like, why can you never get away from this guy? And she says, well, because he's also my cousin. No, not the cousin. Two cousins were boyfriend and girlfriend and living together for months at a time. And the abusive stuff is horrible and I wish that wasn't part of the story, but I think I can speak for all just collectively as a group, as the Florida Stories Nation here, when I say, that's so gross. Hold my beer.
I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.